This is the Encouragement for Life podcast. If you are alive and breathing, then we can all use some encouragement. Not if, but when life knocks you down, we are here to pick you back up. Now, here is your host, Derek Brown.
Hey, everybody. Hope y'all are doing good today. Hey, want to continue on with the series of the lies that we believe. Yesterday, we had talked about perfectionism and how that's a big lie that a lot of people believe. And it keeps us from our peace and contentment. If you hadn't listened to that episode, go back and listen to that. It's only 5 or 6 minutes long. It's got some good information in there. And today we're going to talk about approval, needing everybody's approval. You know, a lot of times, many people grow up and they feel like that that we need our parents' approval. Then we keep going on about life and wind up feel like we needing everybody else's approval in order to feel loved. And if we don't please, or if people are not approved of our actions, then they won't love us, or they won't like us, or they won't befriend us. But I want to just say that I believe this is one of the lies that many people believe, and it keeps us, again, from peace and happiness and contentment, and it keeps us, most of all, wanting other people's approval and people-pleasing. It kills our uniqueness of who we are and who God made us to be. And so if, you know, for instance, you know, growing up, I didn't, you know, I went to church, a certain type of church. And as I got older, I didn't go to this type of church anymore. I went to a church that spoke to me, spoke to who I was and that I could learn and grow from. And you know, it was a church that I felt that I belonged to, you know, and before, you know, growing up and going to the church with my parents, you know, I didn't understand. I just didn't feel like I belonged there. And, you know, but, you know, I once worried, that my parents maybe would not like, the church that I went to, because I wasn't going to the type of church that they went to. And so it kind of concerned me that they may not be happy about that. But I eventually got to the point where I realized that it's okay. If they're not happy with the decisions I make, and, you know, this is my life, I'm making this decision. And if it makes me happy and if it brings me peace and contentment, and it's good for me, and I'm growing, then that's what matters. Because, you know, what I found out is that no matter what you do, you'll never make some people happy, no matter what. So what I want to encourage you to do, to think about, what about going through your life, going about your life, not trying to please anyone, not trying to make anyone happy, because their happiness is on them. There's nothing you can do to make them happy or sad. That's their choice. If they're not happy with a decision you've made, then, you know, if it's a bad decision, you know, if you're making bad decisions and someone's trying to help you, that's a whole nother ball game. But if you're making a decision that will bring you happiness and peace and contentment, and it lines up, you know, and it's in harmony with who you are, your soul, and, you know, you feel like, you know, this is what God wants for you, but maybe other people may be saying, well, I don't believe that's what God has for you. Well, they're not God, you know. No one should tell you what God wants for your life. Only you know that. I believe. I mean, unless it's a special occasion, you know, where God has really spoken to someone. But, what I want to encourage you to think about is, are you trying to please anyone? Are you trying to gain the approval of anyone out there? Is it maybe it's your parents? Maybe it's your boss? Maybe it's your spouse or your kids? But, you know, I know this journey and this road is a dead end. I'm telling you, it's a dead end. And not only are you not going to please them, but you're going to lose yourself in the process until you realize that being you, who you really are, is enough. It truly is enough. Not faking who you are for someone else so they can be happy, but I'm talking about who you really are. And you know, what I found is, you know, when I started being who I was, you know, I realized that I was a little different. And you know, maybe some people may not get you. Like, some people don't get me. But you know what? I'm okay with that. They don't, I'm not trying to help anybody to get me. I'm being who God made me to be. And you can be who God made you to be. And, you know, everybody's not going to jump on the train. But you know what? There are going to be some people that you influence and you help and you inspire through just being you. Simply being you. And, you know, if God approves of it, that's what matters. You know, we can't, you know, I love the Bible verse. It says, you know, it says you can't please man and God at the same time. You just can't do it. So, you know, choose this day who you will try to please and who will you gain the approval of. Will you gain the approval of God? Will you seek to get approval from man? Which will never happen because, you know, our emotions fly like the wind. I mean, one day we're this way and one day we're the next way. So good luck trying to get the approval of a woman or a man. But God never changes. His ways is always the same. He's been this way forever. And you know what? He always approves of you. He loves you. No matter, you know, your flaws, no matter what you've done, He approves of you. Because He doesn't see you as you see you. He sees you as perfect, because He's looking at you through His Son, Jesus Christ. He sees, you know, He don't see anything but perfection. And He loves you no matter what. And you can rest in that. You can rest in His grace, in His mercy, in His love. And you can go about your day knowing that God made me the way I am. And that's who I'm going to be today. And He'll be looking down, smiling at you as you are being what He's created you to be. And, you know, like I say, men may not get it, but that's okay. That's on them. That's something they've got to figure out. Let them not get it. And watch, you know, just watch your peace come upon you, and watch your happiness, you know, and your joy start to flow out of you as you learn to be yourself and not worry about gaining others' approval. So I hope this helps somebody today. It's another lies that we believe. I wanted to clarify that getting the approval of man is a lie. And so now you know. I hope you guys have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.